Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com.
The Word of God from Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 and 2. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Freedom! Perhaps you recall Mel Gibson screaming that word in one of the final scenes of the movie Braveheart. He gave all he had so that the people of his nation would be free from England's rule. He lost his life. The war continued. Perhaps there were times of relative freedom and peace, yet any quick study of history reveals continued struggles and battles. Has your soul ever cried out for freedom? Have you ever wanted to be completely free from a nagging or guilty conscience? No matter how hard you fight or how long you try, you can never seem to win that battle. The memory of your past sins and faults never seems to set you free. In our Bible reading for today, the prophet Isaiah shouts, "Freedom!" Isaiah foretells the work of the coming Savior Jesus. Because of the Lord's great love and favor, he punished Jesus in your place. Jesus suffered and died on that cross as your substitute. The result is free and full forgiveness for each and every one of your sins. That's freedom. That's the good news that binds up even the most broken heart. Like a beam of sunshine, these words pierce the darkness of the prison of sin. Now you and I can shout out loud each day, "I am free." We can step forward into each day with a fresh and clean conscience, confident in the Lord's proclamation of forgiveness through faith in Jesus. And, like a wonderful gift, what better way to say thanks to God for our newfound freedom than to shout it out and share the good news with others? Thank you, Lord Jesus, for wiping away my sin and giving me a fresh start. Help me to live for you each day so that I can show my thanks to you in my words and actions. Help me shine forth your love to others who are still searching for freedom from their sins. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.